Seems like a lot of business is done at the back end of a pickup. And Kim, producers are talking wheat prices. Where are we right now?
Well, if you look this last week, we had about a 15-cent increase in price over a couple of days. Russia announced that they were lowering their 2020 production from 2.84 billion down to 2.8 billion. You know, a lot of talk is about Russia and Ukraine and the Black Sea exports, and people wonder why we concentrate on that so much. Let's look at some background. If you look at Russia, you know, in 2015, their baseline was somewhere around 2 billion bushels. In 16, 17, 18, and 19, they averaged 2.8 billion bushels and had 1 year at 3.1 billion bushels. And so we were wondering, where's their baseline now? Well, you look at those averages, probably about 2.8 billion. You look at this year's production, it was 2.84, a little above average. They lowered it right to average. The other country in there that's important is Ukraine. Their baseline going back to 14 was around 825 million bushels. I think it's up to 990 million bushels. They're projected to produce about 954, so slightly below average. But I think the important point here is that I think Russia and Ukraine, they had that step up in the production. I think they've stabilized. And now as the world demand for wheat grows, I think we can pick up a little bit more of that market. Now, if you look at the United States over that period, we came into it 2.1 billion baseline. We're down to about 1.9 baseline in our production this year, 1,866,000 bushels, so slightly below that. So that gives you some indication why prices react to what's going on in the Black Sea.
It seems like so often when we talk about Russia and the Ukraine, they give these projections early on and then they're lowered, and then miraculously all this extra wheat is shows up somewhere and they're ready to sell it. Do you think that we're going to be running into something like that again this year?
Well, you know, I accuse the Black Sea, especially Russia, of sandbagging us, right, where the early on they would, before their harvest came in, they'd underestimate, and then as we went out through the marketing year, harvest in the year, they'd raise that up. So, right, you know, that price, they got a higher price at harvest, and they managed it. I think the market caught on to that, and I think they're not doing that anymore. However, if you will look at the Black Sea production, that average production is probably somewhere around 4.1 billion bushels. When you look at the Black Sea exports, hard wheat exports, hard red winter and hard red spring exports, they've got about 50% of that export market. If you look at the total export wheat market, they've got about 34% of that. That's why the world watches them closely. And we do have satellite pictures now of that wheat growing up. Yeah, we're on to them. And I think everything's on pretty much on the up and up now.
On the other side of the world, there's always been the Australian wheat crop, and they've had some ups and downs over the past years dealing with drought and severe drought down in that part of the world too. Where are they going to be as far as a world player this year?
Well, see, for the last 3 years, Australia's had severe drought. Their average was running around 900 million bushels, maybe a little less than that coming into it. The last 3 years, around 600 million probably on the average of that. This year, they're going to produce probably close to that 900 million. I think their estimate's now around 880 million bushels. So Australia could be putting an additional 300 million bushels on the export market that we haven't seen over the last few years. And we've got to go back, and that's some of the market that we picked up in the Eastern Asian countries.
Now that we've done all the background on this, What do you project the prices to be like as we move forward through, you know, all the way to September and on?
Well, if farmers have been calling me and say, Kim, should I be forward contracting at this price? You look back at, we've had the opportunity to forward contract at $4.90 on April the 21st, April the 13th, March 31st, March 25th. On each of those, the price fell from that $3.90 down to about $4.60. This time it fell down to $4.30, and we're back up to $4.45 to $4.50, and they're wanting to know if they should pull the trigger. Well, if you look over the last few years, the risk in prices, our average price has been $5.50. The lowest price was $2.90 in October of 16. That kind of gives you a floor. And the highest price was $8.63, and that was back in 2011. So should they forward contract at 450? I'd say their risk is probably the bottom at harvest around 440 if we don't have test weight, don't have protein, and the top's probably, say around $5. I'd probably look at maybe forward contracting and buying a December call, doing something, protecting myself out there, or, I would personally, if I could afford it, I'd wait to at least 475.
It's always important to set those triggers in there because it takes the emotion out of selling wheat.
Yeah, I like to put in those price targets, and it's 450 right now. Now, if I can't sleep tonight because I haven't got anything priced at 450, I'm going to price it. A 10%, 15%, a small amount, but at least I've got some price. So if I'm really worried about that, do it. However, like you said, set it. If it hits 475, I'm going to forward contract 10%. If it hits 480, I'm going to contract 10%. If it hits $5, I'm going to kick it up to 30%. But set some targets and some objectives there and take the emotion out of it.
Usually this time of year, you're in the classroom with the grain grading and talking to the folks from the elevators. This year you had to take a little bit different approach, doing it virtually and all, but you're still in contact with the grain elevators. And what are you hearing as far as expectations for harvest on their end?
Well, I think they're relatively optimistic, unless you get down in southern Oklahoma. They've just been in the barrel for the last, 4, 5, 6 years. It's been a good while before they've had a good crop down. But I think the rest of the state is looking at least average. Now, hard red winter wheat production overall is projected to be, I think, 733 million bushels compared to 833 last year, so down 100 million. So that's a significant reduction. But our production, Oklahoma's, is about 100 million bushels versus 110 last year. So I think the market feels pretty comfortable with that, maybe slightly lower, but I think they're comfortable with the current projection.
In years past, you've really talked about the premiums for protein and other things. Do you think that there's going to be that premium this year, or is it almost becoming expected for higher protein?
I think that premium is going to stay around, especially for test weight and protein. The market, we've got excess wheat around the world, but you don't have an excess amount of good test weight, good protein, good milling quality wheat. And the market's going to pay for that. And I think, and domestically, our flour mills are waiting it. You get them protein and you get them test weights. You get them 12.4, 12.5 protein. They're going to be on that like a duck on a June bug, and you're going to get a premium price for it.
Okay, well, here's hoping for the best this year. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.